Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. Your sponsor, Lo Yinishmas Harambek Hashom, Lea Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Yevomis Daf Lamites. The Gemara in Amud Beis brings the Shita of Abba Shol. Abba Shol says that someone who marries as Yevoma L'Shemnoi, L'Shem Ishus, L'Shem Dover Acher, someone who marries the Yevoma for ulterior motives and not for the purpose of a mitzvah, so the din is that Ke'ilu Pegeya Be'erva. It's mamish like he is over an aveira with an erva. The korev ani beinai lius avlad mamzer. And it's almost in his eyes like his son will be a mamzer because he's doing the mitzvah not lishma, not for the right reasons. Why is this the only mitzvah that you must do it lishma, according to Abba Shol? And if you do it shaloy lishma, if you're missing out and doing the mitzvah not the right proper kavana, so then it's completely wrong. I don't understand Abba Shol. So I found a gewaltig idea, which is brought down in a few places. The Shem Yishmuel says this in the name of his father, the Avnei Nezer. And so is brought down, Rav Kook brings it in Mishpatei Koyin on Hilchos Melachim. And I saw that Rav Kuperman learns that this is the Pshat and the Sforno in Chumash Vayikra. And they all come to the same idea. That when the Torah was allowing a Yevama to have a Yibum, the Pshat is according to Abba Shol, there's still an Aveira here of Eshesach. There is still a problem of Arise. But the Torah was Matya the Ervo for the purpose of making Shem Lachiv. And the way they define it is that this is called an Aveira Lishma. Meaning, the Gemara Nozir tells us there's a concept of a person doing an Aveira, but he's doing Lishem Shemayim. He's doing it for the right reasons. And then there is a big mile on Aveir Lishmo. As Nefesh HaChaim points out, and not everybody can do an Aveir Lishmo. Aveir Lishmo is only for G'doy Lo'ilom and previous generations that were able to do an Aveiro and to do L'Shem Shammai. But there is an idea that there is an Aveiro L'Shem Shammai. A Yibum in the eyes of Abba Shol is an Aveiro Lishmo, meaning the person is doing an Aveiro, he's doing Pugya Be'ervo, but it's because it's the Shem Shamayim, in order to be Miyakim Shem, the Torah put it as a mitzvah, but the definition of the mitzvah is under the realm of Aveir Lishma. Now in Aveir Lishma, we have one condition. It's brought down in many places. The only way to do an Aveir Lishma is only when a person does L'Shem Shamayim. Because if not, it's an Aveir. Aveir is an Aveir. Someone's doing something wrong. But if he has L'Shem Shamayim in his mind, so then there's such an idea that Aveir can be Lishma. If Yibum is under the category of Aveir Lishma, if you don't do it L'Shem Shamayim, so it goes back to being Aveir. Says the Shem Yishmuel, says Rav Kook, that's the Pshat Abba Shol. Abba Shol says any Yavam who does a Yibum L'Aveir Lishma for the wrong reason, so immediately it's an Aveir Stam, it's not Aveir Lishma. If it's not Aveir Lishma, immediately kill Pugya Be'ervo. That's the Pshat Abba Shol, because you're under the Geder, under the definition of Aveir Lishma. Speaking about Aveir Lishma, understand that Aveir Lishma needs to be done in a way that it's done the right way. It's so appropriate to connect over here in Yonah de Yoimo, we're on Erev Pesach. The Bnei Sosro, when he speaks about Pesach and Jewish Dalit, he says a gewaltic idea. He says the whole concept of Yitzias Mitzrayim is that Kadosh Baruch Hu, as Chazal tell us, was Meshaden Marachas HaTeva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu uprooted nature in order to reveal the concept of a miracle, the concept of a nes. Zog dem Nei Soschor, that is, by definition, an Aveir Lishma. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created nature in order to follow the rules of nature. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the world to be. As the Gemara tells us with the Zohar, Oilum Kimin HaGanoik. The world should be not a miraculous world, not a world of nisim, of miracles. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to save Am Yisrael and to reveal the Gedusha of Am Yisrael, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to uproot Teva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to uproot nature in order to get to that goal. That, says the Bnei Yisroschar, is Aveir Lishma. It's, so to speak, going against what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from the world in order to get to a specific goal. It says that's what the Pasuk says, V'avarti Be'eretz Mitzrayim, V'avarti Loshon Aveiro. Why Aveiro? Kadosh Baruch Hu is over al Ritzoinah, so to speak. Kadosh Baruch Hu is over on the Ritzon Hashem to have nature. That is the concept of Aveir Lishma that we have Yetzias Mitzrayim. Adds the Yisoschar, that's the Mechlekes of Lozer and Rabbi Akiva, until when you can have Leila Seder. Until when can you eat Korban Pesach? Is it till Chatzos or it's till the end of the day? Because if Korban Pesach reveals the Gilui of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim you could do only to the time that actually comes the Gilui of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because if it's Aveir Lishma, if you don't do it Lishma, if you're missing the Lishma, the same with Yevamis, if you're missing the purpose of the Lishma, it goes back to being Aveir. So only as much as you're coming to what you need to achieve, that's when you have the Aveir Lishma. Machlokes of Blazer Akiva is when is that achieved? The Blazer holds by Chatzos, it's over, because that's when the Mitzvah got hurt. And Rabbi Akiva holds that it goes to the end of the night when Am Yisrael were saved. Meaning that the Machlokes is when is the Ikar time to have that Aveir Lishma. Because if you're going out of that time, it goes back to being Aveira. You must have the achievement you achieved, the Lishma, in order for it to be defined as Aveira Lishma. Similar to what we see over here in Gabi Yibum, that if you don't do Lishma, you're missing out the tachlis of the mitzvah. It goes back to be something wrong. That is the connection of Aveira Lishma that we have in our sugyo to the Aveira Lishma of Inyana Deyoimo of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.